Hello, and welcome to Gamecast, a podcast about gaming created by us, students in David Morgan's first year writing class at Emory University. Read, write, play. Some have claimed that video games are becoming the greatest storytelling medium of our age. So we will explore the impact of this developing medium on our society. Each week for the rest of the semester, a pair of students will play a game and discuss it using terms and ideas from Ian Bogost's Doing Things with Video Games. We hope that we can investigate and describe a wide variety of innovative methods of expressive representation. You can find us on the web at bit.ly/RWPGamecast.
I'm totally gonna own you in this game.
Oh yeah? What makes you so sure?
Well, I practically won all the mini games. Just face it. Oh look! The rings are compiling.
Ha!
Wait, what? How even? Wait, this game is so rigged! Never playing Mario Party ever again. I don't get it.
Well, according to the chart, I won for losing the most.
What? What does that even mean?
Well, it means that I was such a bad player that I got rewarded on all the mini games that I lost by being pushed back the most spaces and by a lot of other mediocrities.
Oh, so you won?
Yep.
For losing?
Yep.
This is so unfair. I was obviously supposed to win.
Just get over it. Life is unfair. You just gotta move on.
Hello, everyone! My name is Graciela.
And my name is Jasmine. And today we're gonna talk to you about a widely renowned game. I'm sure you've all heard of this. We're gonna talk to you about Mario Party!
So I'm sure you all have heard of Mario Party and his whole crew, like Luigi, Yoshi, Peach, Donkey Kong, and a whole bunch of other characters. And you probably played this game at one point in your life, probably at a family party or just some time with your friends.
Yeah, that's right. And just in case you aren't familiar with it, Mario Party is a Mario franchise video game series by Nintendo starting in 1998, with its latest release actually Mario Party Star Rush just a couple weeks ago. So, you can see that the game is most certainly lasting throughout the years and has continued to progress, making it now the longest running minigame series and highly successful around the world.
Wow, I didn't even know the game series had gone on for that long.
Yeah, and with each new game that comes out, there's more and more minigames added to create more variety.
Yeah, the whole game in itself is basically a board game, and it encourages players to advance to the finish line by playing a variety of different minigames, like Balloon Bursts, Crazy Clutters, Bash and Crash, and like among other 50 other games, and you're just going through crazy luck-based shenanigans.
Yeah, and you definitely won't be playing the same repetitive game over and over. It's very randomized.
Yeah, but I honestly love this game. I think it brings us together and it gives us all something to talk about and just to break the ice. But sometimes I also find myself getting really frustrated with the game.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Well, I'd rack up all these points and I'd clearly be ahead of everyone. But then all of a sudden, in the end, the game literally slaps you in the face when you get too far, and it gives an unfair advantage to people over, well, nothing. It's just sheer luck.
You get over it? I honestly think that the game is totally realistic. I mean, there are always going to be people in life who have unfair advantages over others. We live in an oligarchy, and this game kind of gives us an accurate description of that. No matter how hard you work, there are always going to be people with unfair advantages who just beat you simply because of luck or just the advantages they grew up with.
Yeah, you make a good point. I never really thought about it like that. But that's still so unfair. Isn't a game supposed to reward you when you do things right or like when you follow the instructions better than people you're competing with. This is not supposed to be real life. I mean, like, it's just a game. I'm definitely not a fan of this, but I do see your point. There are some other things out of your control simply because that is just the way things are. And I never really expected a digital children's game to be so, well, realistic.
Yeah, this game is not something to be taken lightheartedly, and like most people see this game as a thing to just pass time and just enjoy, which, I mean, it is, because that's what the purpose of it was, but it's definitely not a game for clearing your mind or calming your blood pressure at all.
Wow, that is practically the complete opposite of Ian Bogost's relaxation chapter and how to do things with video games.
Yeah, in the chapter, he explains Zen-like games that make you relax and enjoy yourself. Games that just allow you to sit back. As this would be classified as a casual game, it's supposed to be repetitive and more zenful.
Yeah, while the game is repetitive to some degree, I don't see the zen in it at all, because at no point when I played this game did I feel relaxed or peaceful. It has you pulled forward towards the screen, and basically you're on the edge of your seat.
Yeah, and while the game can be used as an escape for reality, it has a stressful moment. All the minigames are timed, and it becomes very stressful, and it will have you thinking on your feet. It's very different from how society usually interprets games, as a relaxing pastime to ease your stress. Mario Party definitely goes outside the realm of minigames and has you feeling more stressed than how you were before even playing it.
It's interesting how people can become so invested in the game, even though it gives them taxing missions to complete, that create a very tense sensation to the players while playing.
Yeah, the game also creates a lot of commotion when playing among friends and creates a hectic environment at any gathering. But nonetheless, I believe it's the strong competitiveness among players that has them continuing.
Yeah, I totally see your point. You're always anticipating the next mini game outcome and just praying that you rank above your friends and maybe totally destroy them in the end. You're always timed on these minigames too, and the music gets super fast-paced, and it updates whenever your time is running out.
Yeah, every time I play, I always strive to get the winning trophy in the end, whether I do good or bad.
Yeah, you get a trophy for doing the worst. Makes absolute sense. Yeah, the reward system in this game, it's really weird. You're supposed to get a trophy for being the best. Like, how was I robbed of the trophy last gameplay?
But I think that's the whole purpose of this game. We are meant to feel this anticipation and excitement when we play the game. If we were to know everything that is going to happen based on patterns and evidence throughout the game just wouldn't have the element of surprise anymore. We would be so relaxed as to the outcome of the game, and we would not keep our guard up no matter how ahead we are from competitors.
Yeah, I totally get you. This game of luck and ambiguity in this game, it's a key element that makes this game an exciting game for many people. In parties, people would climb and desperately look over people's shoulders just to find out the winner, because everything in this game is a surprise, and I actually like it. I really can't imagine the game without it. It's a great representation of, well, just life and all the surprises that come with it.
Yeah, that's so true. Literally, I'm so in love with this game. And I think I'm gonna play it right now, actually. Care to join me?
You're so on. I guess I'll aim to do my worst, and maybe finally I'll come out victorious with that winning trophy. Well, that's all the time we have for today, guys. Hope you all enjoyed our brief overview and analysis of Mario Party, and thank you so much for tuning in. Again, I'm Graciela.
And I'm Jasmine. And this concludes our final podcast.
Bye!